各位长职啊，负责人，同工，大家平安。
Peace be with you, my fellow workers and elder and minister.
啊，感谢主，我们这一次的事工研讨会哈啊也将近尾声。
Okay, thanks to God that this near the conclusion of our seminar.
那我们今天早上跟大家来谈啊这个使命的传承。
This morning we'd like to share with you passing down the mission.
啊，在人类的历史舞台里面
，through the stage of life, human history.
啊，就是不断的在传承
，one generation passed down to the other.
啊，就像圣经所讲的，一代过去，一代又来。
Just like Bible stated that one generation passes and another generation comes.
啊，地是永远长存。
But earth is last forever.
可是我们知道啊，在啊这个社会上也是很注重传承的工作。
We also noted that in the society we live in, they emphasize heavily on the succession.
啊，无论是一个国家
，in regard it is a kingdom.
啊，或者是一个公司
，or a company.
或者是一个家族
，or the family.
啊，都是很重视这个传承。
They emphasize in the succession.
我们今天所要关心的是教会。
Today we need to pay special attention is this church.
我们在这个传承的工作上，我们应该扮演什么样的角色
？What kind of role should we play in this succession of church?
我们可以静下心来想一下。
We need to sit down and contemplate on it.
啊，或者有人从小就信主。
Some of us believe in our Lord since we were young.
啊，是你的父母传给你的。
Your faith is passing down for your parents.
有的是上一代在上一代传给你。
Some is passing down through few generations.
那现在啊，是到我们这一代。
Now we have the ball.
我们也要往啊下一代再传。
We need to pass it down to our next generation.
啊，因为这是不断的在传承。
For that's human nature, we passing from one generation to the other.
好，那我们站在教会里面。
We stood in front of the church.
我们也不可忽视这个问题。
We cannot neglect this issue.
否则的话，我们会看到一种断层。
Or we see the generation gap forming.
啊，要交棒的时候没人接棒。
Well, we need to passing on to next generation and next generation not exist.
要接的人也不知道怎么接。
The people supposed receiving our mission, they don't have the training.
啊，要教的人也很着急。
For those of the one to passing down was anxious about.
那接的人也十分陌生。
And for those who receive the mission, I feel strange of the new assignment.
有的又必须要从头开始。
Some even need to start from the beginning.
啊，这样就造成啊这个不必要的亏损。
And this will create unnecessary postponement.
啊，如果这个传承很好的话
，If we have a very smooth operational succession.
啊，不但是一种长进
，Not only is a growth.
而且是一种啊能够把更美好的来传下去。
But also we can pass down the beautiful things that we have to the next generation.
对。每一个时代都有帮助
，which will benefit to every generation.
在人类的历史上，我们也是这样看。
Throughout human history, we can observe this.
那在教会的历史上，我们也可以看到很多问题。
Through the history of church, we can see the similar problem occurred.
哦，所以我们今天来思考这个问题。
So this morning we spend some time to contemplate this issue.
啊，也能够让我们啊能够。啊，来思考一下。
So we can plan ahead.
传承的定义。
What is the definition of succession?
我们应该都很清楚。
Every one of us should be very clear about the definition.
哦，我们说好像一根蜡烛。
Just like a candle.
它不但在发光。
It continue burn.
但是它会燃烧殆尽。
Eventually it will burn out.
你要让它再发亮。
If you want the light to continue.
必须要再点一根。
You need to succeed the first one with the second candle.
哦，然后再把它传下去。
Then the light can pass on.
啊，我们每一个人的角色都不同。
Every one of us have different role.
啊，这是神造啊我们人很奇妙的作为。
This is a marvelous creation of God.
每个人都有不同的岗位。
Everyone have our own duty post.
神给人也有不同的才能跟恩赐。
God give each one different gifts and talent.
但是我们站在自己的角色跟岗位上面。
And we do work from our own post.
你必须要去善尽你的职责。
We need to fulfill our mission.
啊，跟神给你的天分。
We fully utilize the gift that God has given us.
那我们都要能够发挥你的潜能。
Everyone has need to develop to the full potential.
而且能够啊去燃烧自己，照亮别人。
Willing to burn ourselves and sacrifice ourselves to enlighten others.
啊，人有一天生命会结束的。
One this day our life will end.
就是摩西那么伟大。
Even as great as Moses.
耶稣雅记的第一章第一节的第一句话就是说摩西死了。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 first sentence say Moses died.
哦，因为人还是很有限的。
As men were limited.
但是我们知道啊，性命会结束。
We know life will end one day.
可是使命要完成。
But a mission will be completed.
人的性命会结束的。
Want to stay human life will end.
哦，可是使命要去完成。
But a mission will be accomplished by next.
这一代还没有完成，下一代可以继续。
If this generation cannot complete a mission, next generation will carry.
啊，那我们从圣经里面来思考这方面的一些教训。
We shall contemplate this issue through the passages of the Bible.
哦，我们知道啊，主耶稣道成肉身来到世上的时候。
We know when Jesus Christ incarnated into this world.
其实圣经早就有啊，将这个救恩啊，已经在啊圣经里面来阐明。
The salvation already prophesied in Bible.
但是到了时候满足。
When the time comes.
我们知道主耶稣来到世上。
We know Jesus came to the world.
在他之前有一位施洗约翰。
Before him, there's one called the John the Baptist.
啊，圣经特别说，施洗约翰是点着的明灯。
Bible specially highlighted that John the Baptist is the enlightened light.
哦，这一句话描述着约翰的角色。
He to point out the role of John the Baptist.
还有约翰真的是一位照亮啊别人、燃烧自己的人。
Truly, John himself is one sacrifice himself to enlighten others.
啊，在约翰福音第一章里面。
On the Gospel according to John chapter 1,
有提到一句话
stated the following.
我们看约翰福音第一章
turn to John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章
John chapter
1. 第一章第六节
verse 6.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这个人来是要做见证。
Seven.
是要为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，要照亮一切生在世上的人。这边说有一个人
，He point out there will be a man，
是神所差来的。
He was sent from God。
我们人活在世界上
，As man live in this world，
每个人都有神所安排的角色。
We all have God assigned duty.
那约翰的角色他很清楚。
John know his role well.
他为光做见证。
He's a witness for the light.
我们今天也是为光做见证。
Today we are the witnesses of the light.
我们是为主做见证。
We are witnesses for our Lord.
主耶稣曾经称赞约翰的伟大。
Lord Jesus had been praised how great John was.
但是伟大的人哦，不是证明自己的伟大。
The greatest person do not need to prove by himself how great he is.
啊，伟大的人是要证明见证神的伟大。
But the greatest person is to witness how great is God.
一个伟大的人啊，如果只见证自己的伟大，这不伟大。
If a person merely witnesses himself as great, he's not great enough.
哦，如果一个人常常见证自己的伟大，这个是尾巴的尾。
If a person oftentimes brag about himself, he's merely bragging.
哦，这个施洗约翰哦，他会见证神的伟大。
But this this John Baptist, he witnessed the greatness of God.
所以圣经说他为光做见证。
Here says he witnesses for the light.
哦，但是他不是那光。
He isn't the true light.
所以他会认识自己，很清楚自己的工作、使命、责任。
So he understands his mission, his role, and his the duty.
哦，他的角色。
and his robe was to pay.
所以在十九节以下，有人问他说：“那你是谁啊？”
So on verse 19, some ask, "Who are you then?"
哦，他是谁？他很清楚。
He clearly understands who he is.
有人以为他是要来的弥赛亚。
Some thought he was the Messiah that yet to come.
哦，但是我们知道他是为光做见证的。
But we know that he witnessed to the light.
真正的光是主耶稣。
The true light is the Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天为什么要看重使命的传承？
That's the reason why today we so emphasize on the succession of our mission.
我们是要完成神的工作，神的旨意。
We need to complete God's work and God's will.
能够为主做见证。
To bear witness for him.
这个约翰他在圣经里面又有一句话讲。
In another word, talk about John.
看第三章的三十节。
Please turn to chapter 3, verse 30.
三章三十节。
Chapter 3, verse 30.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He must become greater, I must become less.
他就是能够高举荣耀主的名。
He can lift the whole glory names of the precious Lord.
所以说他必兴旺。
So he say he must become greater.
我必衰微。
I must become less.
好像蜡烛一样。
Just like a candle.
施洗约翰就是在燃烧自己的。
So the John the Baptist is just like the burning candle.
去照亮别人。
He shone his personal light to others.
所以我们对使命的传承要有这种观念。
So as the, we play the role of the succession of our mission, we need to have this same concept.
我们教会有什么使命？
What kind of mission does a church have?
教会跟社会是不同的。
Church is different than the society that we live in.
社会他们有他们的这个目标。
The society have their own mission statements.
要怎么样来赚大钱。
How to make a profit?
那么当然，我们今天在教会里面
，Of course, today in our church，
我们是要来开拓神的国度
，We need expanding God's kingdom，
来兴旺福音
，To prosper the gospel，
救人灵魂
，To save soul。
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，So Lord Jesus told us，
教会有两大使命
，There's two missions assigned to the church，
对外就是宣扬福音。
To the outside world, we preach the gospel.
来引人归真。
To draw people to the truth.
那对内就是牧羊主羊。
But the inward wise is tending to the sheep.
来建立教会。
To establish churches.
但是我们知道，今天主耶稣把这个使命交给我们。
We know today the mission already hand over to us by our Lord Jesus.
那我们要怎么样去承接？
How can we succeed the mission?
怎么样去传承？
How can we pass it down?
如果以教会的历史来看
，It will look at the history of church.
最早的教会就是使徒时代的教会。
The earliest church is apostolic church.
那使徒时代的教会非常兴旺。
The church at that time is very prosper.
对外福音开展。
The gospel spread wide and fast.
从耶路撒冷，从犹太全地撒玛利亚。
The gospel spread through the from the Jerusalem through Samaria and whole Judea.
所以这个福音的这个发展很快。
So gospel spreading like wildfire.
因为神的同工。
Because the guys are working with them.
那这个教会也陆续的建立。
Churches was established one by one.
信徒也增加了。
The believer was increased daily.
那当然教会也有一些问题。
Of course, the church is facing some problems.
但是你可以看到这个使徒时代的教会。
As we observe, the church is the apostolic time.
就是这样不断的传承哦。
Is the succession is continue moving forward.
前面的使徒讲到彼得。
As the apostles in the first generation is Peter.
彼得也是代表的。
Peter is one of the representatives.
他能够站起来勇敢的为这位死而复活的主做见证。
He's bold enough to stand forward to witness for this Lord that died and resurrected.
所以众人听到道理以后觉得扎心。
So people listen to his sermon feel the prick in their heart.
所以有3000人来信主。
3000 was baptized.
那这个历史的这个发展就这样一直继续下来。
The church history starting from that point.
那因为彼得也会年老哎。
Peter also grew old.
但是神的工作不断在进行。
But God's word is continuing.
到了11章。
To chapter 11.
我们看使徒行传11章。
Acts chapter 11.
25节。
Acts chapter 11, verse 25.
他往大树去找扫罗，找到了，就带他到安提阿去。足足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训许多人。门徒称作基督徒，是从安提阿开始。这边提到有一个人叫巴拿巴。
He mentioned a person named Barnabas.
巴拿巴是个好人。
He is a good person.
他被圣灵充满，大有信心。
He filled by Holy Spirit and full with their faith.
引导很多人归主。
And he guided a multitude of people to the Lord.
那他到大树去找扫罗。
Now he went to Tarsus to find Paul.
这里写着用找这个字。
And here use the word look for.
他为什么要去找扫罗
？Why he have to go there to look for Saul？
我们知道你要发掘一个人。
We all know that if you want to discover a person，
要怎么样去培养一个人
？To cultivate a person，
也要用心去思考。
You have to spend time to plan。
所以巴拿巴对扫罗的造就很大。
The Barnabas have a very deep, a well-planned.Plan for Saul.
而且不是找到就用。
Once he found him, he did not use him immediately.
他们也是有一年的时间。
They spent one whole year.
在教会里面一同聚集。
To study in church.
所以这种带领造就。
So this kind of guidance, this kind of edification.
然后接下去我们就可以看到，这个使徒行传之后就是写到保罗的行传了。
Then we can see the Acts that start changing tone to become the Acts of Paul.
所以从彼得到保罗
，from Peter to Paul.
他们把《使徒行传》这一卷的教会历史可以说是把它写得非常的精彩。
The Acts covered the whole history of early churches.
所以我们今天的教会也要看重这个人才的培训。
Today we need to emphasize the cultivation of the talent member.
强调这个长职负责人的侍奉。
We have been emphasized the service of ministers.
使徒行传里面都有。
It's all recorded in the Acts.
新约圣经的书信里面也有很多。
There's many mentioned in the epistles in the New Testament.
比如说教牧书信里面。
For example, the pastoring the epistles.
也有谈到这种传承的观念。
He also mentioned the concept of succession.
跟怎么样去学习。
And also how to be one.
但是我们发现，这个使徒教会之后，历史的转换。
But also we have noted that after the apostolic church, the church history had changed.
教会就面对了这个信仰的逼迫。
The church faced the persecution of faith.
还有这个环境的变化。
Also, the environment of the church, the society changed.
有政治力的介入。
Also, the invasion of the political power.
所以到了第四世纪，君士坦丁把基督教当作国教之后，教会就一直的腐化了。
So churches start corrupt itself since the fourth century with.Constantine announced that Christianity be the national religion.
所以你可以看到教会变质。
Then we can see church change its essence.
我们在查考启示录的时候
，As we read Revelation,
七教会我们看到有称赞的，也有神所责备的。
The seven churches we saw, few of them was praised by the Lord, few of them was chastised.
所以教会的问题如果不留意的话。
It's a problem within a church we did not pay attention to.
无形当中教会也会变质。
Then without knowing, the church will change its nature.
跟世俗妥协。
Become accommodating the worldly world.
跟罪恶妥协。
And become a part of the sinful world.
有人说与魔鬼共舞。
And someone says dance with the devil.
那事实上这样是非常的悲哀。
That would be a very sad ending.
所以到了主后1517年
So the 1517 after death
虽然有马丁路德改教
Even Ruth Martin changed have a reformation act
他的用意是很好
Even though his intentions well
他打了一个口号
He have a slogan
就是回归到圣经去
Return to the Bible
啊，但是当时就有新教产生。
At that time, the reformers is formed.
好，所以啊，这个真理还是不能够全备。
Even though the truth still not fully expressed.
那各说各话，好像瞎子摸象。
Every reformed denomination, they speak talk about their own belief, and they all different.
那这个教会历史给我们一面镜子。
It is a mirror for us when we look at the church history.
哦，这个传承如果没有传承的妥当
，Its succession encounter challenges.
对教会也是会有影响的。
It will have a great impact to the church.
那今天圣灵借着真耶稣教会来复兴使徒时代的教会。
Today, the Holy Spirit through the revival of a true Jesus Church try to revive the apostolic time church.
所以我们的责任更大。
Now we carry more, even heavier burden.
我们更要用心为圣工、为教会、为福音祷告。
We need to pray for the Holy Word, pray for church, pray for the gospel.
因为这种传承的责任是很重要的。
But the responsible of a succession is very important.
我们说历史就是传承。
We can say that history itself is a record of a succession.
社会上重视文化
As a, this society,
教育的传承。
This society, we focus on the culture and education.
我们的传承也在乎生命的传承。
Our succession also emphasizes on the life of continuation.
前面的人他传承给我们。
The life that we have passing down from the life before.
前人的生命感动后人的生命。
Their deeds have moved in our thought.
那我们也应该用生命去感动生命。
Today we should live by example to move the next generation.
因为前人用脚中写下了历史。
Previous generation used their deeds to form
the
history.
就好像《使徒行传》这些古圣徒他们也是这样子写下了教会的历史。
Just like ancient saints used their deeds and blood to shape the church history.
留下很多宝贵的资产。
They have left us a great inheritance.
我们在读圣经的时候
，As we read the Bibles.
其实圣经有很多宝贵的教训。
There's so many wonderful teaching inside.
还有工作的经验。
There's experience of a holy word.
就像保罗写给提摩太、提多一样。
Like Paul's epistles to the Timothy and Titus.
怎么样去牧会
？How to shepherd?
怎么样去建立教会
？How to establish a church?
他写信给哥林多教会。
He wrote epistle to the church at Corinth.
他也在这个教会有危机、有问题的时候，怎么去处理
？He also instructed how to handle the crisis in church.
站在真理的立场。
As still firm on the truth.
要怎么样去面对问题，解决问题
？How to face a challenge and resolve problems?
所以教会要传承使命。
The church needs to success his mission.
我是简单写了六项。
There's six things we need to remember.
或许我们有更宽广的视野。
We may have even wider the scope than this.
我们或许发现，我们教会有很多更美好的传统。
Or we have found our church has set a good example.
在属灵的生命上面
，which enhance the spiritual life.
在这个纯正的信仰里头
，to edify the pure faith.
我们应该把这个传承下来。
We need to passing down these good traditions.
不要让它流失了。
We should not allow them to wane away.
我们要怎么去维护真理
？How to protect the truth?
能够我们有真耶稣教会的特质。
That is the unique characteristic of a true Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会本来就是本着这种特质这样传承的。
The church was established the tradition by according to this unique character.
所以我们传承要看重它是一种生命的传承。
As we look at the succession of the mission, we need to look at as if the succession of life.
你如果从创世纪这样看
，If we look at the Genesis,
神造人。
Is God created man?
把人安置在伊甸园里面。
Put a man in the Garden of Eden.
但是因为罪进入之后
，because sin entered the man，
人就变了。
Then man changed.
那到了这个创世纪第五章
as Genesis chapter 5.
有的人在看这段圣经的时候，
some read this particular passage.
啊，看来看去觉得很模糊。
They feel fuzzy about it.
其实第五章有一句话常常出现。
But there's one sentence that appears over and over.
啊，就是说生儿养女就死了。
That they begot children and they died.
其实这也是讲到传承呢。
It also mentioned the succession of generations.
不是死了就没有传了。
Doesn't mean one man dead and there's no one follow.
但是要生儿养女。
They need to begot children and die.
哦，一代传一代嘛。
One generation passed down to the other.
当然，神的应许是生养众多。
Of course, it was God's promise that we prosper.
可是神的旨意在哪里？
But where is the will of God?
第五章里面有讲到虔诚的后代。
In chapter 5, also mentioned a devoted descendant.
是属神的子民。
Those are belongs to God.
但是第四章里面呢、啊？
Well, in chapter 4,
虽然也有同样的名字，
even though they have a similar term,
像同样有一个以诺，同样有个拉麦，
for example, they have Eno,
但是第四章的跟第五章的系统不一样，
but they have two different the genealogy.
你如果好好去比较，
if you spend time compare this to the line of genealogy,
哦，第四章的该隐有个儿子叫以诺。
In the chapter 4, Cain begot a son called Enoch.
那跟第五章的以诺是不一样的。
Which is a different Enoch as a recording in chapter 5.
那第四章也有个拉麦。
But chapter 4 also have a son called Lamech.
这娶了两个妻子。
Lamech married two women.
那这个跟这个马土沙拉的儿子拉麦也是不一样的。
This is different than the son of Methuselah's Lamech.
这个告诉我们。
This tells us that.
啊，这两个家谱是不同。
These are two different genealogy.
就像马拉基书里面所讲的。
Just like a recording Malachi.
神有灵的一力可以造更多的人。
God has the power to create more.
他为什么只造一个人？
Why he only create one?
他造亚当只造一个夏娃。
Why he only create one Adam or one Eve?
就是要人得到虔诚的后裔。
Because he wanted man to be God, a devoted offspring.
哦，所以神要让人生养众多。
God wished man to be prosperous.
哦，这个生儿养女
，begotting children
是人的本分
，is a nature duty of man.
但是我们知道人会死哎。
But we know God, the man always will eventually die.
所以生命要传承。
So life had to have their continuity.
那我们要传承的是虔诚的信仰。
What we need to pass down is a godly faith.
能够传承虔诚的儿女。
So we can be God's godly children.
我们是属神的子民。
We are the children that belongs to God.
我们说神祝福人生养众多。
We say God bless people, let them prosper.
现在婚礼祝福的时候，没有人按手特别讲生养众多。
In today's wedding, we lack the ceremony to lay hand on them and bless them be multiple.
哦，一般我们在这个婚礼祝福的时候，都是说哦，愿神哦赐给你虔诚的后裔。
Normally we bless them and may God give you godly offspring.
哦，如果说祝福他生养众多哦，他也烦恼了。
If there's a blessing, so God may God bless you be multiplied, they also carry the burden.
哦，所以这个生命的传承啊，你可以从创世纪第四章、第五章看出来。
So at study of Genesis chapter 4 to 5, we understand the continuation of life.
那我们今天延续的是生命的道。
And today, what we continue is the truth of life.
就是要这样一直传的。
We need to pass it on.
我们看约翰一书。
That turns to 1 John.
第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
啊，论到从起初原有的生命之道。就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原以父同在，并且显现给我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们今天所传的是生命的道。
Today what we preach is the truth of life.
哦，所以这个传承是在乎生命的传承。
This the succession is emphasized on the continuation of life.
是属灵的生命。
Which is a spiritual life.
是生命的道。
Which is a word of life.
我们的信仰就是这样。
That is our faith.
如果这个信仰没有生命，
If our faith without life,
那主耶稣何来赐给我们永生呢？
Then how come Jesus gave us eternal life?
默祷。
That's why I'm praying silent.